passage to this. And there it is translated, take care how you listen. So that's what our Lord is saying. You need to be a good spiritual listener. How do you listen to the Lord? How do you listen to His word and His commission and His calling? First of all, we are to listen obediently. We are to listen obediently. And this because it is an innate obligation bound up with the reception of the truth that we are to apply it. In other words, it is innate to the truth that we are to respond obediently to it. And he makes this clear with a couple of very brief little parables in verse 21 and 22. And he was saying to them, a lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, is it? Or under a bed? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. These are just simple, obvious, basic truisms, reasonable things. In other words, what our Lord is saying is, if you've been given the light, you're supposed to let it shine, right? Or if you want to go back to the earlier metaphor, if you've been given the seed, you're supposed to sow it. This is innate. This is integral to the very giving of the light. And so in talking to His disciples and talking to His apostles, He is still talking to them. And by the way, there are many commentators who think verses 21 to 34 is just a random assortment of disconnected parables and ideas that came from Jesus that Mark sort of just threw together to kind of get them all in, that they don't hang together. I find that impossible to believe anywhere, frankly, in the Gospels. I think the Holy Spirit led the writer to a clear, crystal clear intention, and nothing is random whatsoever, and certainly not this. We are to listen obediently. That is, that with the coming of the light and the coming of the truth, we have the responsibility inherent in that of shining it back out to the world. A lamp, this is a word referring to a terracotta lamp, a little clay lamp to use in those days. It could be a saucer with a handle on it. It could be like a little pitcher with a handle on it. Put oil in it, put a floating wick in it, light the wick, and that's how you light the house. And you would put that on a lampstand, either a lampstand sitting on the floor or a lampstand, which was a shelf that protruded from the wall where those lamps were placed. That was the only means of light. And you had light in order to give light. Nobody would take a lamp and put it under a basket. That's the Greek word modion, which means a peck measure, which is a little less than